we are going to pick up from Chaf. This is the sif that discusses who has a din kadima priority in terms of your tzai davening from the omen. You have a nun gimel Chaf. Im echad roitz lomer tefila b'shvil aviv, ve'echad roitz lomer b'shvil acher. So one person has your tzai for the father, for his father, one has once for davening on behalf of somebody else. So interesting enough, the Mechaber writes that the Kahal, the community, the Tzibur decides which one they want davening for them. It's not automatic that the Yortzeit for the father, or not Yortzeit, just here we're not saying Yortzeit actually, which is just regular for during Yud Beis Chodesh, that he gets the Yomim. It's not a simple matter that's assumed. There's a lot of discussion here in the Mishnah Berurah about the whole discussion of Kadima, and who gets to do what, splitting the davening. So let's begin in Nuntes. B'shvil Aviv, Pirush just means Shemes Aviv, his father passed away. V'roitzlis Paluk, v'kiderech Avelim. He wants to daven, he says, I'm a chiyav. Ki tzafila hi yoser mitzvah me'amiras ha-kaddish. That's an important line, we spoke about this a few times, that tefila, davening for the Amid, does more for the neshama than reciting Kaddish. So theoretically, if you were to be in a location where they would only give you one, they'd say, which would you want? You want to daven for the Amid, you want to say the Kaddish? So then, it's better to daven for the Amid. It's better to daven for the Amid. Yeah, people don't realize that. I think that's important to point out. Samech, right? So who gets to daven when you have a conflict?
People don't know how to daven, they'll break the teeth on the Kaddish, but.
Yes, we'll talk about that in a minute. There's an Igros Moshe where if a person really makes a churban out of the davening, it's better they don't daven. But let's say people that they know. Let's say a person could, with competency, daven as the Shliach Tzibur and decides not to. But you're right. If they break the teeth, then it's not good. Okay, so Yitze Hakal, whoever the tam, I'm sorry, hatam. The reason for this is the davke kaddish yochalomim b'shvil aviv vein reshus biyad hakal lidichosom. Kaddish, they can't stop. Anybody can say the kaddish they want to. The tzibur can't say no. We don't want you representing us because the kaddish is not necessarily on behalf of the tzibur per se. Aval lo yuchli o shliach lehakal. The hispalel al korcham, you can't be their shlich against their will. If you look in Dirshu 69, he quotes from Reb Moshe. You see on top left, umidin ze lomad meshut igris Moshe shigam haroich lispalel avur nifter tzarich es haskamas hakal lekach. So even anybody wants to daven for a nifter, not necessarily even a person for their parent. But they want to lechein v'chein sheyecholim hatzibur ratzul ispalel avur nifter gam mi she'enu b'no el korov ba'alma. So if a person wanted, they could have somebody else daven on behalf of the nifter. Oh, afilu she'enu korov el sheroitzul zechosul haspalel avuro. Let's say I'm not even related, but I want to mechabit somebody to be davening on behalf of that nisham, on that person. That could work. Even if you had a person who's my father, I mean, on your side, I'm sorry, we want this person to daven them. They could decide that. However, no. The lemaisa we have in Ovel is one who davens for the Amid. And that would really trump it. And there is a hierarchy, as we used to have a chart here explaining the hierarchy, because it can get quite confusing at times. Who really would have a din and get to the daven for? We don't want there to be a machlokes. So in order to do that, there's a set priorities as to who would be able to daven for the Amid, so it shouldn't be Chas V'Shalom any machlokas.
Now you're saying that have the option of appointing somebody else to daven in this list, so is there a reason why whoever's davening couldn't have more than one person in mind?
It's a good question. Usually, yeah, if there would have been an option, then that would have solved everything, because I'll just have you just give me the names, I'll write it down, and we'll have it on. So you see, not like that. I think you see that, no, you have the daven, they're offering the davening for
do we have the list of kadimas in the Mishnah Berurah?
Later on, there's a bir halacha. It's like kuf lamed beis. If I look it up exactly which siman it's in, but he brings it. It actually quotes it. He quotes it in one of the sources over here. But there is, yeah. Now again, it's a little bit subjective because he says you make a goral, and we'll see how it goes. But then he goes in and explains exactly how it works. So stay tuned. We'll go through.
Usually, we give someone who has yartzeit, I think we give him kadima over someone who's davening for the
year. Yeah, but it depends whether it's in Shloshim and how you split it and everything like that.
Because I guess because he's dominating every single day, so he can give up one day for a yartzeit. You know, he is only that day.
There's a different shuv. I don't think the Dirshu quotes a different shuv from Moshe has where, well, let's say you have three people dav, three people all of the same level chiyuv. So they say, let's just split it up. That okay, I'll do Monday. I'll daven everything on Mondays, and you'll daven everything on Tuesdays. You'll daven Wednesday. We'll have a rotation. Each one will take a day. So much as that's not proper. You should have the person who's in Ovel do something each day for the person.
Usually, like Ashrei.
He's going to explain now about going out to Ashrei and then splitting it. Okay, we're on the top line. Yeah, le'inyan zeh hu gam kein kemo b'shlich tzibor she'ein yochid moiche kedei shelo yarbe ha'machlokes. The whole reason is not to have any arguments. Ela holchin acher rov o haniv rorim lazeh, who's been chosen for this, who's been selected to be the daven. Chmoshe kesavne le'el b'shem ha'achronim, as we wrote earlier on. V'yesh mekomos, there are certain places sheyesh lehem takana bebeis hakinesis she'ein manichim le'ovel le'hispalo kol ha'shavua lifnei hateva. Some have the minhag that the ovel doesn't daven at all. Ki'im l'hashliach tzibur ha'kavua shalehem. You only have the shliach tzibur davenim. Ve'ein lidchos ha'tzakana. Right? So this is...
Shul's have a chazen that davens every day. Right.
Correct. So the shliach tzibur ha'kavua, he's the one who davens. And in fact, historically, that was the tzakana in Krakow. Where the Ramal was, the Ramal has, so the Rav looks in the parentheses. V'nasis b'pnei amiharatzos, she'enim yodim vinim brachos, it's about tefilos, v'omrim to'us v'ikol zilusa. Right? Why do we make this takana that it's not open? Can you imagine how hurtful that would be? Something like, hey, you, yes, you're allowed to daven for them, but you, nah, sorry, you can't. So, little plug. No one daven to the omrim.
It's the same idea as having one person laying.
Right. But I think it's a higher, presumably it's a little bit harder to be a balkori. You have to pray a little more than to get up there and just, say an asher and a chazor sashatz, right? So, still, nevertheless, you don't want to insult anybody. L'kach tikni wafilu al hayoidim shlul hispalu mishum d'lo leise li'initzuye. We don't want to machlokes. We don't want any fights. It can be very, very upsetting to the person, right? And unfortunately, you see some people who are not qualified get up there and take the almond, but it doesn't help the neshama when they do that. Achim and welcome to Lake Takana Uminha Kavua, in a place where there is no Takana, there is no set minhag, mitzvah lahakahal lahaniyach la'avil hispalo. If there's nothing saying not to, then we should say yes as much as possible. Shunachas ruach lemeis, umatzila midina shal gehinim. It helps the person to have them davening. So now, this is what you're asking, look in 70. V'im haben mispalat tefilas chafuzo upsula. He can't daven, like what you said, breaking his teeth. So kosev seifa menucha ukedusha. Rings down, shelo dai she'enu meitiv la'aviv. It's bad enough, it doesn't even help the father. El af gorim lahachbid ba'onsho. It harms the nifter to do that. I remember once during my year of Avelis, I think I was still with Shloshim, and someone else came over and said, look, I'm the same level chiyuv as you. Okay, I said, okay, Gzendei, you can have the almond. I wasn't trying to fight to keep the almond. So someone came over after me who witnessed the scene and says, you know what, to be mivata, that's also a zuchus for the neshama. When you ask like a mensch, it's also a nice thing as well. So, even if you get the almond, but to fight for it, it's improper. It's improper. We on the guidelines that we had printed up, that was on there as well. Umihuvadik is she'en yochel lachtoi chaosios chedoyme. If you're not able to pronounce the words, einol hispal, then you shouldn't be davening lifnei ha'almud. You shouldn't get up there. Because of Morgan Abraham, imyesh la'avil mohel. So you have an avil and you have the mohel. Nidche ha'avil min ha'tefila machmas ha'mohel. The mohel gets the yom. Why? V'yom she'mesbo aviv l'imo on the yortzeit, shekarm yortzeit, right? The time of the year. But that's what yortzeit means. You realize that yor is the year and sight is the time, that time of the year. That's what yortzeit literally means in Yiddish. Doich l'mohel l'avil. So then the yortzeit gets the, what's it called? Gets the Amud v'chol zeshein hakal makpidin al zeh. That's when they're not strict on this. Aval yesh v'shus biyad hakal livchor aleihem mishir. So they could really put anybody who they wanted to up there. Let's look in 71. More about this din of the yortzeit. Says brings down the dirshu. V'din zeh she yortzeit doiche es ha'avil mehispal el kosev bir halacha dehainu davke le'avil bet. Toch yud beis chodesh aval keshiyish aval shu toch shloshim yom. Let's say it's your side and a person's in shloshim. Lein yemiras kadosh aleihem lehitz chalek beinehem. You should split it. The shloshim doesn't get pushed off us entirely. Ulam im yesh kamashiyish lehem your side. You have a lot of people of the your side. Sidincha aval Shetok Shloshim Yom. So then that every who has a Yortzeit goes before the person who has the Shloshim. Because of a Gesher Chaim, that's a Tuchinsky. She gives Mechalkim, Benehim Betfila. Ha'ava Tok Shloshim Yom Yi Shat Ad Ashrei. Right? So he gets till Ashrei Shlifnei Valetzion. Umish Yeshbo Yortzeit Yispala Misham Ve'elach. And then the one who has the Yortzeit takes over from Ashrei and onward. So it's interesting. You'll see sometimes they actually split that. The one who has the Yortzeit davens the first part, and then the Shloshim will take over after Ashrei. But here he brings the opposite way. Yeah? Okay. The minhag is not like that. You know, the minhag usually is, and most people, again, this is really totally on the minhag, that usually the Yortzeit will take it. They want they'll daven the
but also even with equals the one person takes over at Ashrei,
you know, right, so he's saying you have three, you have two Yortzeits and a Shloshim, so the Shloshim gets doesn't get the Omid. V'hosi b'shuri gus Moshe shebetefilas mincho v'arvis yeha ovil shutoch Shloshim yom shatz ubaha Yortzeit yidche. So if there's only one, so who wins Yortzeit versus a Shloshim? So again, this most people. Most people don't do this. They say, oh, it's my Yortzeit, so I'll down for the Yom. But really, a Shloshim, according to Moshe, would come first.
But people, I guess people would defer to the Yortzeit to avoid fights. Right, because you know, he had only that day.
That could be a psychological thing. You know, I feel bad. It's once a year, and I'm here for 30 days. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe.
So why would it be that the Yortzeit takes precedence? I mean, I'm sorry, that the Shloshim takes precedence. If there's only one spot, but if there's two or more, then the Shloshim gets bumped.
I don't know. I have to work on that. I'm not sure. It's a good question. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. That's right. It's counterintuitive, right? If there really isn't.
Unless he represents all the people. unless he represents all the people of Yortzeit, so therefore...
It's a good question, Michael. I owe you an answer. Okay. Okay, let's finish up. Samach Aleph. Hu yomar betefilas mariv shu einu kineged tamidim rak kineged evarim ufedarim. Right? So mariv wasn't one of the korbonos. So efshed ein tzarech das bailim ve'ein hakal yochim la'akiv la'ovil hispala mariv. The mitzvah shispala misha meslo ovi ve'imo. Right? So it's a mitzvah of the person who had the parent pass away to daven. Mikom okam vadai. Ainly his kotate bishvil shumitzva im hatzibur. You should make a fight of any of this. Kibla kameh, it says b'siv kotin samachay. As I said, we'll say later on. Okay, chaf aleph. Ain lamanos shlich tzibur al pi sar ove gilulim af al pi shirov hatzibur chafetzim bo. So you can't have a goyish government official appoint who the shlich tzibur is for us. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Samach Beis, af al pi shirov hatzibur chafetzim bo, even though everybody wants him. The hasar bikesh lahamiyut. So we can't have a goyish avodah zara dig a person telling us who should be our shliach tzibur. There is discussion in the poskim about what about a secular person. Let's say you'd have a secular Israeli government official making an appointment. Would that have the same status or not? And that's a little bit of a discussion in the post.
We had a situation where we had Goyim appointing our Kohanim Gadolim.
Yeah, well, it didn't end well, right?
No.